Alrighty, hello everybody. We're going to be doing a Vosh video today. Father Vosh. Now, here's the thing about Vosh, right? Here's the thing. You know, I could probably do, like, every time I watch Vosh, I'm like a thunderhead. I'm yelling in my head, like, bro, you literally just contradicted what you were saying a week ago, you know? Every time Vosh puts out a video, in my head as I'm watching it, I'm like yelling at him in my head. And like, if I thought that there was a market for it, I could easily just like create a channel and just devote all of it to just debunking Vosh. You know, it could be called, you know, Vosh Exposed or some like cheesy, you know, 2007 YouTube name, right? Where all I do is A-log Vosh forever and ever. And I would never get bored and I would never run out of content. The only reason why I don't do that is because no one would watch it, all right? I almost hesitate to make this video because I know that there's really three different types of people that are going to click this video. There's going to be the people who already know who Vosh is. They've already got Vosh's number. You know, they don't need a 45-minute, you know, expose on Father Vosh to to know all of his shortcomings as a leftist bread tuber type. And then there's the next group of people, which is probably most of you listening, honestly, who for you... you don't even care about Vosh. Like, some people, some people probably vaguely know who he is, and then other people do know who he is, but they don't care. They don't need an exposed video on him, sort of thing. And of course, then there's the people who like Vosh, right? And they'll perceive any video that gets made against him as just, you know, ankle biting. So I hesitate to make this video. But as I've been listening to him lately go on and on and on about fascism and concentration camps, I just couldn't hold my tongue again. This is one of those things sometimes where, like, it gets to a point where I can't help myself and I have to say something. All right, so about 4 or 5 years ago, basically since the inception of his channel, really, but I first started noticing it about 4 years ago, He started making videos where he starts talking about what he perceives as the very credible risk that the right wing, you know, the fascists as he considers them to be, they're going to slowly start introducing concentration camps to the United States of America. Now, Vosh's theory is that they're going to start with illegal immigrants, right? You know, they're going to start with people that are the most susceptible to public propaganda against them, i.e. prisoners and illegal immigrants, right? But then they're going to slowly, and by them I mean the right-wing fascists, you know, the MAGA Trump administration, then they're going to slowly start introducing other groups on the left that they don't like, and they're going to slowly start ushering these people into concentration camps, all right? He's basically been about as fear-mongery as what you could get on what Trump is going to do when he gets re-elected. You know, he's been about as hyperbolic as you can get. And, you know, just for the record, I'm not even out here, by the way. I'm not out here, you know, white knighting for Trump or, you know, defending Trump or anything like that. You know, maybe Trump is going to do, you know, or would do some of those things if he could get away with it, right? This isn't about Trump or about whether or not Vosh is right. This video is just about the insane hypocrisy of Vosh. So let me just play you a quick bunch of clips, just, you know, illustrating Vosh's fear-mongering on what they're going to do to everybody on the left once the quote-unquote fascists get in charge.
What you do is you start quietly and you start stochastically. Violence against undocumented immigrants has obviously been disproportionate for a long time. You know, that didn't start with the Holocaust, but you ramp it up and, you know, eventually the government starts taking increasing measures, sort of levying out public opinion. You know, they don't extend past public opinion. Back in 1996, there wouldn't have been ICE detention centers all over the place. You know, you have to build to this. You have to have the fear from 9/11, the fear of the outsider, xenophobia built upon the first 8 years of the 21st millennium. You know, you need to ramp up the tension. And where we are today is, let's be perfectly honest with ourselves, a couple of steps from the edge of a cliff. Okay? Can we recognize that? We're really, really close there.
So, yeah, I downloaded a bunch of Vosh clips of him talking about how they're going to start off with arresting illegal immigrants. I'm not going to play all of them for you because it's pretty much the same thing over and over, but he basically says that they're going to, arrest illegal immigrants and put them into labor camps, and then they're going to add other groups on the left that they don't like, you know, gay people, I don't know, political dissidents, everybody on the left that the Republicans don't like. Vosh thinks they're going to systematically round them up and put them into labor camps. And obviously Vosh thinks that this is a bad thing. And again, Vosh may be completely right about this. Maybe the Trump administration or people on Trump's team, maybe they do have some aspirational goal to put everybody who's, you know, nominally associated with the left into labor camps. Now, I don't think they're going to. I think it's all a bit hysterical and fear-mongery. But, you know, the Trump administration has, well, they've gone further than I thought they were going to be completely honest with you. But, you know, like, if he just believed it, I wouldn't say anything, right? It's just like, whatever, you know, just Vosh being Vosh, you know, panicking over nothing, or panicking, you know, but it's not going to be as bad as he thinks, whatever. I wouldn't make a video about it. But the problem we have here is that there is a video on Vosh's second channel, The Vosh Pit. Now, this video was uploaded to his channel at the height of the COVID hysteria. You know, remember like at the peak of the lockdowns, remember when the vaccine passports were being introduced? And I think in like early 2020, everyone was like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen here. But after a while, it became like, okay, this isn't like the big deal that we were maybe worried it was. But remember you had all those mask mandate Karens out there, you know, Delta, you know, Trump supporters want to go outside and, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? Like, there was this, like, all this fear-mongering about it, and it became more of a political thing, right? Where there was most normal people were just like, look, okay, you know, it's up to you if you want to get the jab, if you want to get your Fauci. That should be everyone's personal decision, and, you know, old people should definitely get it, whatever. But let's not go nuts here, okay? This will pass. Let's not shut down the global economy over what is essentially a glorified flu. You know, like, okay, it's, you know, it's a big deal, but let's not lose our minds over it. But, you know, there were a lot of people who did kind of lose their minds over it, you know, the booster shot people. My sister, honestly, was one of them. You know, it's amazing that my sister and I even can still talk today, because we were, you know, we had like, you know, we didn't speak to each other for weeks over this one, because I simply was like, no, I'm not going to be afraid like you are. I'm just not afraid. And I'm not going to participate in this cultural obsession that has taken over places like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, America, not so bad, but America has some people in it that are like this, where it's the obsession with safety. It's the obsession with like reducing risk and putting everyone's freedom to just have fun and just live life because, oh, what if the risk, you know, give into every fear you have and just be afraid all the time because there is that chance it could happen, you know? And again, I tried to explain this to my mother. She's like, oh, there was a 40-year-old man who died of it, you know, just down on the Gold Coast. So wear your mask, little Jimmy. And I was like, yeah, but like there are people who die in plane crashes, but that doesn't mean that I'm not ever going to fly in a plane again. Yes, it's a legitimate risk, but it's worth the risk. It's not worth like canceling your life over. And they're like, aha, you know, you won't be saying that when you're in hospital on the ventilator. It's like, yes, I actually will. You know, if I fly around the world for the rest of my life and enjoy my life, and, you know, when I'm 70, you know, I'm hurtling towards the ocean in a plane crash, I'm not going to regret having lived my life. You know, it's just a risk. Okay. And by the way, I haven't forgotten about all of the people who lost their jobs, who lost out on, you know, a lot of tradies lost their licenses. A lot of people were unable to pursue their careers because they were hesitant about getting the jab. Okay. They didn't trust it. They waited past sort of like the grace period that these, you know, bourgeois labor governments advocated for. And past a certain point, you know, they couldn't enter their workplace because they couldn't, you know, pull out an app and show that they had gotten the jab, and they were, you know, forced off of work site. And, you know, just, it was crazy, man. And I will never, ever, ever forgive the political parties that advocated that. All right. Not until A, they apologize, and B, they make financial restitutions to the victims. Okay. The victims of that policy, okay? Every tradie, every professional who lost their job because they didn't want to get the jab, They should all get financial compensation, okay? Like, we have an election coming up here in Australia, and I was saying to my family, like, it's really difficult for me, the idea of voting for Labor, because even though I understand that, like, you know, it probably, you know, come tax time, it works out dollars and cents to vote for Labor, it's like, you know, there comes a point where principle has to be taken into account, all right? And it was really like the Labor governments, you know, the centre-left governments that were pushing for the whole, you know, everything that happened during that whole era. It was really those parties that were responsible. It's like, you know, imagine there was a political party that's like, you know what, we're going to give you a tax cut, okay? We're going to give you free health care, but you have to register as a sex offender, you know? Like, there comes a point where it's like, I don't care if dollars and cents, it makes sense to vote for you, okay? I don't care if, like, at the end of the financial year, I save $200 by voting for you. If your policies are such an insult to me, there comes a point where you can't just buy my vote because, you know, it fractionally works out at the end of the day to vote for you. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to Vosh. So it's the peak of COVID hysteria. And Noam Chomsky, who's this old man, you know how like in the book of Genesis in the Bible, some of the characters like Noah from Noah's Ark lived to be like 700 years old. You know, he was 700 years old. Noam Chomsky was 700 years old at the time that the Bible's written. But the only reason why he's not featured in the Bible is because, you know, he didn't die, all right? And he's like, I guess, a left-winger. And we're going to listen. You're going to have to listen hard here because you're listening to this, you know, ancient, you know, relic try and speak. But listen to what Noam Chomsky has to say about people who refuse to get the vax. And then we're going to listen to Vosh's response to it.
Noam Chomsky doubles down his previous call for the state to segregate the unvaccinated from society. How do we get there? Wait, are we about to get a based Chomsky take? A based Chomsky take? Holy shit.
About folks having the freedom to, you know, separate if they don't want to abide by these vaccine mandates. What would that look like on a practical level? Does that mean that folks need to just stay home and have like groceries delivered to them? Does it mean like separated communities of folks who are unvaccinated, or just, you know, how do you think this would practically play out?
Same way as with people who say that I don't want to accept traffic rules. I suppose there were people who said it's an attack on my liberty to make me stop at a red light. It's government overreach. I don't want the state to have that power over my private life. Well, such people should have the decency to remove themselves from the community. If they refuse to do that, then measures have to be taken to safeguard the community from them. Then comes the practical question that you ask, how can we get food to them? Well, that's actually their problem.
What a based fucking answer, dude. Oh God, what an unbelievably Herculean Chad answer. Isn't this like really off? Nah, we already locked people up for murdering. You're with the state the world is in right now, you're lucky we're not arresting people for not getting vaccinated, okay? Yeah, that sounds like a them problem thing. Listen, it's a global pandemic. People need to get vaccinated to stop the global pandemic. As long as they keep not getting vaccinated, thousands of people are going to die. All right, that's all we got. Sorry. But it's the state's problem to feed people in jail. Can you imagine a world where all the unvaccinated have been, like, exiled to Cuck Island, you know? And they're not getting any food, so they're actually committing crimes on Cuck Island in order to get arrested so that they can be sent to prison where they're at least guaranteed 3 meals a day. What a Chad fucking response.
Okay. So let's just break down what was said there, all right? So back during the COVID, you know, when COVID was happening, Noam Chomsky was asked by someone what should happen to people who refuse to get the vax. And Noam Chomsky said that they should remove themselves from society, all right? That's the first thing they should do. But if they refuse, we, the authorities, should lock them up into concentration camps. And when the person talking to him said, well, how do we get food to these people? Noam Chomsky said, that's their problem. To which Vosh replied that that was like the Herculean Chad thing to say, and that this was like a hugely based take by Noam Chomsky. So Vosh, who spent the last 4 years ranting against Trump, you know, Trump wanting to build concentration camps and the fascists want to put us in camps, was saying that people who refuse to get the vax should be put into concentration camps, all right? Now, it's been a little while since COVID, so, you know, for many of you, it's probably, like, drifted out of your mind a little bit. But I'll just remind everybody, okay? I'll just remind everybody of the basic science behind the vax, okay? It does not stop you from getting it, all right? Everybody in my family got the COVID jab, and we all got COVID eventually, right? You know, I got COVID 2 years after I got the jab, so it doesn't stop you from getting it, and none of the proponents say that it does, okay? They all admit that it does not stop you getting it. It also doesn't stop you from spreading it to other people, obviously. You know, if you can get it, you can spread it. So getting the jab does not stop you from getting it, and it does not stop you from spreading it, all right? No. All the COVID jab does, allegedly, okay, this is what the people who to this day still promote it as a good thing will say. They will say it doesn't stop you from giving it to people, it doesn't stop you from getting it. Like I said, everybody in my family got the jab and we all got sick, and, you know, I'm sure I worked in an office where you had to get the jab to work there. You know, you had to show your vaccine passport, and I caught it from people at work. It didn't do anything, okay? All it allegedly did was, if you get it, It lowers the mortality rate, right? It makes COVID more survivable, allegedly. Again, I'm not even saying I believe that, but that's what they said, you know, that it makes survival, you know, for older people, it makes them more likely to survive. So thus, it's a good thing. Well, let's just take it at that face value, all right? Let's just take them at their word. So Vosh and Noam Chomsky think that people who, you know, despite the fact that they pose no risk to anybody but themselves, all right, those people should be locked in a concentration camp and left to starve, which is, like, if we're locking them up because they're a danger to themselves, and how does starving them change that? You know what I mean? Like, is this ridiculous, all right? Just total ridiculous. But they should be locked up because of, you know, because they pose a slightly, allegedly, higher risk to themselves. So, yeah, this is the guy who wants to come on YouTube and lecture everybody else about how evil Trump is and how Trump wants to do all these insane things, and, you know, he wants to lock everybody up in camps, he's a fascist. Meanwhile, Vosh himself advocated for concentration camps for people. Let's be real, let's be adults here, okay? It had nothing to do with COVID or, oh, you know, they're posing a risk to the healthcare system. No, it was never about that. It was about punishing right-wingers, okay? He just thought it was funny, the idea of, you know, a bunch of 45-year-old white conservative men from Missouri, you know, locked up in concentration camps, all right? Because he thought that they had the power back then. So it was just about otherizing the right-wingers. Because I've heard him in other videos. I saw him in a video recently where he said that, and he was being dead serious, he said, the only way to fix America is to arrest every single Republican politician and put every single Trump supporter in a re-education camp until they renounce being Republicans. That's the only way to fix America. He said that in a recent video. So the whole, we need to lock people up because of, you know, they pose a risk because of COVID. No, that wasn't what it was about at all. It was just about him wanting to punish the other. So, yeah, you can fuck right off with that, Vosh.